Good morning. 8:31 a.m., February 25th, a Saturday morning. I'm up and out and about. I got out before anybody got up this morning. This way, when people get up and start using my time up, I will have already done the podcast. So, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. I did listen to the Roundtable Podcast, episode 0.5, where they spent way too much time talking about me. But it was interesting to hear how they've fared since rolling out the concept and how much they've attracted guest hosts. I think the catch point on them on this whole idea is going to be finding authors who are willing to take an idea to them to workshop. The idea that it's valuable is really not in question, but the problem is in the scheduling. If I've got an idea and I think I want to write it, I'm not going to wait for their schedule to get it workshop. I don't think. No, maybe I am. I don't know. That's an interesting problem, though, because how do you coordinate that? Now, the one that I did with Tristan Gregory a couple weeks ago, he's probably well on the road to getting that story done by now. It should be. Added his book to the list of books and podcasts on the sidebar of Talking on My Morning Walk. I said I was going to do that a while ago, add links so that people who can't really understand what it is that I'm saying when I say it can go and find it on the links on the site. So I've added a group of links for books, particularly books that I've talked about on the podcast, and podcasts that I talk about on the podcast. Probably will have to add one for blogs. For example, booksandsuch.biz, where I've been doing a lot of commenting lately. It's an interesting place in that this is an agency's blog. And they talk a lot about promotion and platform and digital footprints and the kinds of things that I think about a lot. One of the latest, it was a two-parter on Everything You Know Is Wrong. Oh, no, Don't Believe Everything You Hear, which talked about social media and how do you do it all. The answer is, of course, you don't do it all. The notion that the social media is that you need to blanket social media in order to have an effective presence on it is, of course, based on a mass market approach, not a micro market approach. So it's an interesting take. It's an interesting perspective. Because the agent is saying, yeah, you know, as an agent, we look at that stuff, but it's much more important to do what you're comfortable with. Because if it looks forced, nobody wants to deal with it. I think that's a good point, too. So anyway, Ravenwood is going free on Kindle tomorrow for the last 3 days of the month of February. I had a really nice email from somebody, I want to say Jeff. Pretty sure it was Jeff, who put his book for free and did very well with it in free. And, I have nothing against free per se. It's just not a strategy that I have worked to pursue. I think it's going to be an interesting experiment, particularly since I've pulled the tab and Ravenwood will not be in Kindle Select as soon as this period, this initial select period ends. I've had a few borrows. I sold in February about 140 units, and then had about 40 borrows. So it was about a third, which is not. Not terrible. I'll pick up an extra $50 for the month because of those borrows. But the book is not doing, it's doing about what I expected it to do at this point in time. And what I really need to do in order to boost it is really not screw around with promotions and to actually write the next, get that next book out, finish writing that front end, get it chopped a bit. See what beta readers think, and then get it edited up, slap the cover on it. The cover art, which I already have, thanks to Kip Ayers, and get that book out. I have to do that in the next couple of weeks. So the other thing is, has to do with the next couple of weeks and things I need to do. One of my problems has been, I don't really have a deadline. You know, it's get it done when I get it done. And the problem with that is that I never get it done because there's never any pressure to move it forward, which is silly because if I don't get product out, then I don't get paid. And I've got to get my own product out over and above the stuff that Rodden is doing or not doing. Rodden apparently had an update on their webpage apologizing for being delayed. And again, citing the death of Robin's father, but that they're full bore on getting the projects back on track and getting things moving again. And that was posted last Sunday, the 19th. Somebody copied it and put it on the Solar Clipper blog. And that was more news than I had known. It was the same news, but the fact that Robin had surfaced was interesting. It was somebody else left a comment about good to see you back, and she made a comment about, well, not really back, just sort of checking in. That was, I think, on her blog, Right to Publish. She had an article that got posted midweek. So perhaps she's back in the saddle again. Perhaps she's back producing again, and we can pretty soon put this whole thing behind us. If that's true, then what I'm going to be doing for the next few days, assuming that she actually does get my edits back to me, is editing. I did have a callback from the big publisher that I turned down. They wrote to me and asked if they could have a little palaver, and I gave them a chat time. And so we had a talk yesterday morning about my perspective of the market and about their perspective of the market. And something that they said really stuck with me, and. And that has to do with the fact that this is not a U.S. publisher. This is an overseas market. It's one of the bigs, but it's an overseas market. And honestly, if my other books are doing about the same percentage overseas as Ravenwood is, and I have no reason to think that the percentages are much different. The levels are going to be different, of course, but the percentages, if the percentages are about the same, then they made a good case for, well, you're not really doing that well in world markets, and you probably won't until and unless you have somebody to promote you in those markets. So I thought that was an interesting point.
Good morning.
Good morning. In large part because I keep making the mistake of assuming that those foreign markets have the same level of uptake as U.S. markets. And that's a flaw in my thinking. It's definitely a flaw. Now, they're getting a bargain. They're certainly getting a bargain. There's no question about that. And I do have work that would have to be done. They're asking for 100,000 word minimum. And so that means I've got to add about 15, 16,000 words, half and quarter share. I think full share is already 110. So that one's probably okay. But, yeah, it's not a lot of money. And they did say that they were willing to not grab world rights, which would still leave me India to do on my own. Or more likely through Raiden. But I thought it was an interesting idea, particularly if it does not mess up anything that's happening over here. Because, frankly, most of my revenue comes from the U.S. Most of the earnings come from America, which isn't too terribly surprising. And you know, there's a certain percentage of people from down under. There's a certain percentage of people in English-speaking areas of Europe. But by and large, the problem is that this is sort of a final step. It has a finality about it that has me pondering, because the reality is that once I sign this contract, those people are never going to go away. I'm always going to be in their pocket for those books. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, the idea that the rights might revert are so far away. It's almost inconceivable that I would get the rights, the world rights to those books back anytime soon, anytime at all, frankly. And while it might be a nice legacy to leave my kids, the truth is that I'm not sure that that's a legacy I want to saddle them with. So I don't know, it's an interesting question. They did succeed in making me think about it a little more closely. The books are not selling in a major way in the UK. They're not selling in a major way in Australia. They're not selling in a major way anywhere, except in the U.S., where they're kicking butt. The other side of it is that this is going to be largely a paper deal. So it would be a big who's going to put my books in bookshops. And that could be an interesting idea. The problem is, of course, is that they're going to price it as if it's a big publication, which means the sales are going to go right through the floor in terms of ebook. And I think in total, in that market, I may have sold 1,000 units per title in the first three books, but certainly not Ravenwood. So there's some validity to what they're saying that I really have to respect. So I'm thinking about it. They're going to contact me again next week after I've had a chance to ponder. If we split foreign rights sales, if they do manage to find foreign language buyers, and we split those, the split's going to be a lot worse than it would be if I hired an agent at 15% to do it. But it is one of the bigs. And so they've got the resources to actually do that. So, I don't know. Something to ponder. Let's see. What else? Oh, the deadline thing. Yeah, I'm going to do something to get myself a production schedule so that I know what I'm supposed to do every day, because otherwise the days tend to sort of fritter away. It's like the walk. The walk gets postponed because I stopped doing it between 7 and 8 or between 6 and 7, which was my normal time, because it was too cold, too inconvenient. And once I started letting it slip, it was really easy to let it slip. So we have days when I'm doing my morning walk at 4 p.m., which is all right, but it's still, you know, it's hard for these to be my morning pages, to be my organizational period where I think about what I'm going to do for the day, what I want to accomplish the day. If I don't do the walk until 4 p.m., it becomes more of a, well, that was a wasted day kind of effort. So I need to think about, how am I going to do that? I did have, back in the day, I did have a spreadsheet that had all my work stuff on it. I could probably do a Google Calendar and sync it to my phone so that it would remind me what I'm supposed to do on any given day. In fact, I do have a Google Calendar that syncs to my phone. I just don't have any of my writing tasks in it. One of the things that I need to do in the next few days is get my airline tickets and have a printer shipped to Oregon. I also need to get my Balticon room reserved and buy those airline tickets. So who knows? I want to go to Worldcon in Chicago in the fall, but a lot's going to depend on, at this point, a lot's going to depend on what happens with Ryden. If I sign this big book deal, then I probably could get some money from the company to go to Worldcon, because there should be a fairly big presence. Just saying. So, I don't know, that's something to think about, something to ponder. Now, for 25 degrees, it's kind of warm. There's no wind, so I'm not getting the normal amount of cold air up my jacket and down my hood. It's really lovely. I don't think it's a Sunday morning. It has that same kind of quiet peace to it. I've walked by a couple of dog walkers. It's kind of a pleasant morning. There's a bit of a breeze. When the wind moves, the air is quite chilly. I think it's probably come up to close to 30 now. It was still below freezing when I came out. Of course, I bundled up like it was 10 degrees, and it's not 10 degrees by any means. My hands were cold for the first mile. They're warmed up nicely now. I'm ready for my breakfast, though. Just saying, I think I'll have lox and bagel this morning. Bagel and smoked salmon. It's not technically lox because it's Pacific salmon. It's really quite good. Yeah, we get it here from Pacific Northwest. Comes smoked with I get the cracked peppercorn, so I get a little extra bite out of it. It's really quite yummy with an onion bagel and a little schmear. It works quite nicely. I wonder if I can get that story done today. I set about to do it yesterday. I was talking to Brand Gamblin on G-Talk, and we were talking about getting stuff done, which is really what prompted this idea of I really need to get some kind of project plan put together so that I have a place to hang my hat in terms of progress, because I don't. But it was interesting because he said, well, why aren't you writing right now? And the answer was, I don't really know, because basically what I'm doing is talking to you. And he says, well, shut the hell up and go to work. So I did. I had an hour before I had to go pick up kids from school, and I pushed back from the computer and brought up the word processor and started working on that story again. I'm having trouble bringing it to a close. I've redone this piece of it about three times, and I'm really happy with where it is now. been struggling to get it to work the way I want it to work. But it's finally there. And now I need to get it wrapped up. I need to get the ending in. And then I'll have the story done. And then I can record it and send it off to Tony C. Smith to see if he wants to use it for Starship Sofa. And if he doesn't, maybe I'll just put it on my website. Anyway, I've made it. I've made it all the way around. And I'm back to the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.